Welcome everybody. Shir number 1349. We'll learn today. The nishmas Moshe Doiv ben Rav Aaron Zissel. The nishmas blima bas from Moshe and the refuah shalema. Refol Moshe Chaim ben Chan and the refuah shalema. Yehudis Chava bas Libar Nina. Getting back to Amalacha Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so we went through the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, the basics. There's a lot more in there, but the basics we went through. I just want to try and go through it from the practical application side of it, in conjunction with some of the various different firms. So just to start with the Sefer, which we've been working from quite a bit lately, the Sefer Zachav Hashamer, again in the English translation, on page 372. So he brings on like this, making salt water solutions. What when and where was it all about? He says the prohibition of pickling extends to making salt water solutions. Like we said, straight up, that's what the Shulchan Aruch told us. If the strength of the solution or the amount being made gives the impression that one intends to use it for pickling, that's where the problem arises. Again, so that's an important thing to keep in mind, that whether the amount or the strength, right? We said you can't make, what did we say in the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't make a large amount. You can make only a little. But even if you only make a little, when it's two-thirds salt, when it's a strong, very strong thing, it becomes like a brine type of a thing. That was the problem why you can't make a strong, even small amount of salt water, because it's like a brine that you use for fish, murias, or whatever. So be it as it may, so that was also a problem. So when it comes to salt water, you have two problems. Either you can't make a lot, even you'll make it not so strong, but you can't make a lot. What is a lot, we still have to discuss. But you can't make a small amount either. You'll say, I'll make only a small amount, but if it's very, very strong, that is also a problem. Okay. So he goes on to say, he explains like this. He says, again, on page 372, the halachas are as follows. This is what it's all about. This is basically the guidelines which we spoke about, but just trying to sum it all up. A very strong salt water solution. One may not make even a small quantity of a strong salt water solution. A solution which two parts of salt, right? That's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Two parts of salt are dissolved into one part of water. That is considered very strong. In other words, we say very strong. Fine. What do we mean by strong? Two parts salt, one part water. Even a small amount of that, you're not allowed to make. Such a solution is commonly made for pickling. Like we saw, it becomes what we call murias for the dugim, for the fish, and so on. It's similar to that. Thereby, since it's similar to that, it's very close to a pickling, preserving type of a thing. So therefore, it's similar to ma'abed. It would be also obviously midrabon. And we said, ein ibud ba'ichlin, as far as when it comes to min ha-toira, there is no pickling when it comes to food. But midrabon, and there is, where you have to be careful. So such a solution is commonly made for pickling. It's not made as a normal food dressing. Nobody puts two parts salt into one part water and uses it as a food dressing. It's going to be very hard to eat right on your food. So that's what he brings down. And it's therefore totally forbidden. That will be totally usher. Such a strong salt water, even a small amount, is not something that somebody uses unless they're doing it for pickling processes, like we spoke about. Even if a person has no intention whatsoever, he goes further to say, even if a person has no intention whatsoever to pickle with the solution and instead intends to pour a little bit over pieces of chicken, right? They'll say, good, I'm making my two-thirds salt and one-third water, right? I'm making very strong salt water, only a little bit, and I have no intentions to pickle with the solution. Instead, I'm gonna pour a little bit over my chicken. I like it very salty. I like my chicken very salty. Or I'm going to make this small amount of very strong salt water with the two-thirds salt or one-third water. I'm going to make this very strong salt water, only a little bit, and I'll just dip in some challah. I like it like that. That's how I like to eat it. It's nevertheless usur across the board, because it would appear to the onlooker that the solution is being prepared for pickling, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. This is what it looks like. Somebody comes into the house and they see this, or whatever. So it comes into the house. Somebody sees this, whatever the case is, two-thirds salt, one-third water. This is used for like we spoke about, the murias and the on the fish and so on. It's used for a pickling process. Where even though your intention is just for a little bit for challah, a little bit to pour on my chicken, I like the strong salt water, whatever the case is, I'm eating it right now. Still, it's also to do across the board, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yod Aleph. Okay, so now he goes on further to the same page, 373. What about a large quantity of salt water, which is, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, large quantities we don't make, even though it's not so strong. So he goes on to say, explaining in the Sefer Zachar V'Shamer on page 373, it's also to make a large quantity of average salt, of an average salt water solution, right? It's not so strong. I'll make a lot of it, not so strong, you can't do that. A solution in which the salt is less than 2/3 of its contents, right? A small amount of salt in water, and it's not so strong, but I'll make a large amount. So a large quantity refers to more than that which will be used on Shabbos. That's what he brings down. That's, in other words, we want to know, right? We spoke about last time, we don't know what is called a large amount. Like, where do you draw the line, right? A cup, a plate, a pot, how much salt water is called a lot of salt water? I understand it's not so strong, but what's called a lot? Okay, so that's what he brings down. A larger amount refers to more than that which will be used on Shabbos. If I make a small amount, I'm using it up on Shabbos. But if I make a large amount, so it's left over for after Shabbos, so it's not so much als hachana, als the preparation for the week, but that's considered a large amount. As when such an amount is made, it appears that the person is preparing for pickling. You know, right? I only need, let's say, half of it for Shabbos, and the rest of it, whatever. So I'll use it afterwards. So it's not a question of making it all at one time, but when you make that much more than what you need for now, I'm making enough. I need now half of it, but I'm making double, something along those lines, right? Right now I need one cup, so I'm making two cups at one time. So why are you making two cups at one time? So two cups at one time would look like already it's running more towards a pickling process, a preserving process, which is moving towards the Isra Midrabanan of Ma'abed. Okay, so the Maisi brings us down from the Mishbura over there in our Semen Shinchav Aleph, Mishbura Sif Kantes. And the Maisi, that's the bottom line as far as a large amount that will be used for on Shabbos. Right, so such an amount is not when it appears a person will prepare for pickling, large quantities which won't be used on Shabbos. And even if a person will say, well, whatever the case is, this is how much I need. But if he knows that amount, it's not going to come to be used on Shabbos. Again, that is the quantity amount that would not be allowed to be made. It would have to be less than that amount, even though it's a weaker solution and it's not 2/3 salt and 1/3 water. Okay, we'll continue with the practical applications upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.